Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you again, too, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and we have to clear up last week's challenge.
Yes, we do. I said start with the phrase red telephone. Replace two letters with an A and a D, and you can spell the six-letter names, one starting with N, the other with T, of two things that are frequently used together. What are they?
Well, what are they?
Well, if you change the P and the O in the phrase, you can spell needle and thread.
Aha! Uh-huh.
They Might Be Giants have asked us many questions in their songs. How can I sing like a girl? Why does the sun shine? When will you die? Tonight, we turn the tables on one of the members of They Might Be Giants and ask him the questions. We are excited to welcome back John Flansburgh as our first repeat guest answerer on Any Questions. Hello again, John.
It is great to be here. I'm just glad you're not going to demand answers to those questions.
All right, John, since you are our first repeat guest answerer here on Any Questions, I've brought some questions whose answers each have a repeated word. For example, if I said, what Broadway musical features the well-known song T for Two, you would say, No, No, Nanette.
And I would not know the answer to that question.
Well, that's good that it was the example then. Okay. First up, what song, sometimes subtitled To Everything There Is a Season, has lyrics adapted from the Book of Ecclesiastes and was perhaps most famously covered by the Byrds in 1965?
Why, Mike, that would be... Turn, Turn, Turn.
Turn, Turn, Turn is right. And Pete Seeger was actually the one that adapted those lyrics. He came up with the title phrase, and he came up with the very last line about a time for peace and swearing it's not too late.
Yes.
What Hungarian-born actress and socialite famously slapped a Beverly Hills police officer in 1989 after he stopped her for a traffic violation?
Ah, Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yes, correct, darling.
Yes.
Featuring an all-star cast that includes Spencer Tracy, Milton Berle, and Ethel Merman, what 1963 madcap comedy film...
It's a mad, 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 mad world.
He doesn't even need the rest of the question. That is correct.
I saw that in Maine when I was 8 years old.
Really?
For a dollar.
Wow. All right, next question. In Act 4 of Macbeth, what line precedes fire burn and cauldron bubble in the spell chanted by the three witches?
Trouble, trouble.
Close. Trouble is in there. That's not actually the repeated word.
What is it?
It's sort of appropriate that the word that's repeated is the one that's repeated.
It's not boil and bubble?
You're close. Wait. Ian, you going to jump in?
Boil, bubble.
I believe we start with a double, double, toil and trouble.
Yes, that's right. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Well, on behalf of my mom, I have to apologize for my lack of... Shakespearean knowledge. She can quote every line, so I'm embarrassed.
And finally, most famous as an infant, what resident of the city of Bedrock also appeared as a teenager in a 1970s spin-off series and as an adult in three made-for-TV specials?
Why, that would be Bam Bam.
Bam Bam Rubble is correct. Well, it looks like John Flansburgh repeated his success from last time around. He went 4 for 5 again. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at
A gentleman's B, as they say.
Yes, yeah. A gentleman's B. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge. Mike, let's hear it.
Think of a nursery rhyme whose title starts with a repeated word. Rearrange the letters in the other two words in the title to name two ways you can use your mouth to make a sound. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor at the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. And Mike, I think we both share in this feeling that it was very, very awesome to have John Flansburgh from They Might Be Giants on as our guest for the second time this season. John, thank you so much.
Mike and Ian, thank you so much for having me back. The pleasure was entirely mine. If you need another contestant to get 4 out of 5 correct, just call me anytime.
We'll get Samuel Beckett on the line and see how he does first, though.
Please.
Thanks again, John.
All right, talk to you later.
And Mike, we'll be back this same time next week.
See you then, Ian.